1. Begin transmission.
Sábado pasado. Es totalmente falso, que dicho gesto fuese dirigido a la afición de Cruz Azul o a un sector de ella.
Ahí están las declaraciones del señor Paco Gémez. Bueno, ¿qué pasó realmente? Resulta que un aficionado le estaba increpando al señor Francisco Gémez.
Well, yeah, it's true. You shouldn't be surprised to hear any football talk here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Because that's what that was. Because that's what this is. That's right. It's 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's what you're listening to. The Dubious Goals Committee. I just got out of my car. I'm at Heron Haven. I'm looking at the butterfly garden. And I can see butterflies flying around. Oh, it's so nice. Okay, so anyway. Here we are. I'm walking, I'm approaching the shed. I don't see any Matis. But it's about noon local time. And I'm the only one here. That's good. And it rained overnight, or I should say it rained this morning. I'm not sure when. I was obviously sleeping. But parts of the streets are still wet, and it's very humid, but it is overcast. It is overcast, and so it's a little bit cool, but very, very humid. The path seems to be fairly dry. Let's go see if we can find some dudes today. Got to find us some dudes. So, I'm walking into the forest. Yeah, a lot of leaves on these plants are all wet still. So maybe we're gonna find something good today. Maybe we'll find some dudes. It was either come out here or go to the store. Because I need some waffles and some syrup and some rice vinegar. And something else. Oh yes, my quote steaks, end quote. The little beef pucks for making Philly sandwiches. Which I don't use them for. So anyway, here we are. I'm scanning around. I'm looking for dudes hiding in the forest, like deers. And of course, I'm always looking for Matis. Little bit of wind is gonna kick up here. So I apologize for any wind noise that you might be hearing. Yeah. I am kind of having a strange morning. My guts are very weird. I think they've calmed down a little bit. So we're out and about, seeing what's going on. Oh, I also got an email from a guy that I have to sit down and respond to at some point in time. He's asking me various questions about sodium benzoate and potassium sorbate and what they're used for in food. So I'll break that down for him. These are mostly, you know, bactericides and fungicides. And, you know, potassium sorbate kills yeast and acetobacter. That's why it's used in wine. Alright. I'm overlooking the sub pond, and all I see are some frogs on sticks. Some frogs just hanging out. And that's nice. Oh. Oh my guts. Yiga. So now we're gonna walk out onto the boardwalk. Oh yeah, my guy is also asking me, how do I get high concentrations of sugar solution to not crystallize? Yeah, that is a trick. I happen to know those tricks, so I will inform him of all this information later today. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm on the boardwalk and I'm out over the water. Ooh, there's a big old frog over there. Hi, big froggy. Some big frogs, some little frogs. I'm scanning around. I don't see any other dudes. Got some high frog density. We've got like, geez, 6 frogs per square meter. That's a lot of frogs. They're everywhere. Look at all these. Oh, it's even denser on this side. All right, so I'm going to walk out to the end of the boardwalk to see what's going on. Oh, look at all these frogs. They're freaking out. Some of them don't like my presence. They're scaredy frogs, and so they're hopping away. It's a little bit breezier out here. Here's some heron poop on the boardwalk. That's good. That means herons have been around. And now I'm all the way out at the end of the boardwalk. It's a little bit breezy out here. I do see some open water, which means wind has been blowing. I see some ducks on some logs out there. A couple ducks swimming around. But that's it. No other dudes. Okay, so I guess that means we're going to go back into the forest. Turn right around and get into the forest, which will act as a windbreak. There's a big frog too. Hi, big froggy. Look at that guy. Frogs are funny to me. I like them. Because they're good comedy. Look at all these guys. Makes you wonder, what are the conditions, what optimum conditions have we achieved here at Herrenhaven that have exploded the frog population like this? Well, there must be plenty of food, plenty of froggy food, which is bugs. So that's good. It's Froghaven. It's the best place to be if you are a frog. Ugh. All right, so getting off the boardwalk here and heading back into the good business. Oy. Man, what did I eat yesterday? I didn't eat anything weird. Why are my guts so problematic today? I do not know. That's okay. I don't think it's all that important. Da-da-da-do. So, let's get back in here. Cross over the land bridge. And see if we can find any dudes in the billabong. Maybe that Scratty will be back there. Hey, here's some side oats, Grandma. I can't believe I can actually identify some prairie grasses. I have Herrenhaven to thank for that. Looking into the billabong, I see nothing. There's a lot of trails where something has been moving through the duckweed. And that could be just about anything. Ducks. Or frogs, or even scratties. But who knows? I don't see anything. So we'll walk into the back 40 here. Do, 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 do. And down the odoriferous corridor. which doesn't particularly smell like anything at this time of year. But in the spring, it tastes like, or it smells like flowers and candy. Okay, so into the wall blind we go. And we're going to see if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong today. A couple days ago, we saw our Scratty back here. But right now, there's no action. No dudes in the back of the billabong. I hear something weird over there, though. Oh, it's squirrels. Squirrels that are angry at each other. Probably arguing over walnuts. You ate my walnut. That wasn't your walnut. That was my walnut. Yes, I know what squirrels talk about. Rounding Frog Harbor here, I can see a couple little frogs down here in the water. A couple frogs on the logs. That's nice. And my sinuses are a little bit weird today, too. Alright, so, getting a lot of drainage down the back of my throat and I can't talk right. There, that's better. So I'm approaching the deer spotting area. I'm slowing down, slowing my pace. I'm looking around. I don't see any dudes. There's a weird smell. Smelled that yesterday too. That's, you know, it kind of smells like a rotting corpse. Maybe we have a dead animal around here. There's another smell. That's a live animal smell. Are there dudes around here and I just can't see them because they're hiding in the forest? So I can smell something. Oh boy. I don't see any dudes though. Where are my dudes hiding today? I don't know. Maybe we just need to keep looking. Keep going. Keep looking for dudes. I'm approaching the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. The sun has come out. It is beating down on the pond. And there's no dudes out there. No nothing. Well, you know, there's frogs. But there's no ducks and there's no herons or anything. No turtles. No foxes, nothing of that nature. Okay, so that just means we need to head over to the big blind. And here we are walking past this useless, stupid wall. I'm going to demand that they tear this down. So stupid. And into the big blind we go. Now I see clear water out here. And I see lots of ducks. Okay. On the new log, there are at least 30 ducks. Over in the delta, there's another 30 ducks, but I don't see any herons. Not blue nor green. However, if I look back towards the new log, guess who's behind there? I see our green heron again. Our green heron is back there up against the bank of the peninsula, standing on a stick that has fallen into the water. He's looking down into the water, looking for guys to eat, like little fishies, or perhaps little frogalogalores. I think a turtle just surfaced in front of the blind and then dove again. There's some funny circles. No ducks on the tree that has fallen in front of the blind. Man, the sun has come out and it is brutal. Brutal, brutal. But our green heron is back there. That's the same, pretty much the same spot we saw him in yesterday. Hi, greenie. I see you, greenie herons. Yay, so we're having a green heron day. There's lots of birds freaking out behind me, making all kinds of funny sounds. Fweet-o-fweet, fweet-o-fweet. That's nice. I'm just scanning the trees and the coastline, looking for blue herons. Where's our big bluey? I don't see a big bluey anywhere. No blue herons today. Just a whole boatload of ducks. And our green guy, Greeny the Green Heron, Lil Greeny. He's out there green heroning it up. I'm still looking for Big Bluey, trying to peer into the corners, but no, the blue herons are not around today. That's okay. I think I'm going to back out of here, though. I sure want the sun to go away, because things were tolerable without the sun. Once the sun comes out, man, it gets brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. So what? I'm walking out of here. I've turned around and I'm going to head back to the car. Still need to go to the store today. Am I going to take you with me to the store? I don't know. That depends on how much time we have. What am I going to do today other than go to the store? I don't know. I had the same problem yesterday, but I was saved by Turner Classic Movies. Because yesterday was apparently Vanessa Redgrave Day. If you're not familiar with how TCM works, every day they pretty much focus on one particular star and they'll play all of that person's movies. And yesterday was Vanessa Redgrave Day. So I got to see some great stuff. I got to see Morgan. That's a funny and very strange little movie. And I saw The 7% Solution, which is a Sherlock Holmes story that I really like, because I'm a big fan of Sherlock Holmes. And most Holmes fans slash experts will tell you that 7% Solution is not canon. And that's true. And while that's fine, it isn't canon. It does build on canon concepts. It's not alternate reality. And if you've never seen it, it's basically what would have happened if Holmes would have sought treatment for his cocaine addiction. And yes, if you didn't already know it, Sherlock Holmes is a cokehead. He likes to mainline cocaine in a 7% solution, hence the title of the film. And that is canon. Yes, it is. Pick up a book and read it for once. But that's nothing. The Blow Up was on at night. And I love Blow Up. Michelangelo Antonioni's film. It's easily one of my top 10 favorite films of all time. And I watched that. And this is like the third time I've seen it within a year. There's some funny squirrels running around up here. I love that film. I especially love the sort of small cameo style role that Verushka has. Yes, Verushka. So hot. Even hot for a 60s chick. She's great. She's in a very early scene, not the first scene, but like the second scene where Thomas, the photographer, comes back to his studio. She's waiting. He gets out his cameras and he has a little photo session with her, and she's awesome. And if you've ever wondered where the idea for Austin Powers being a fashion photographer is and doing all that crazy photography stuff, if you're wondering where that came from, it came from the blow up. It's a swinging London type of film. It's great. A lot of great old 60s haircuts on women. Lots of great old 60s clothes and stuff. So great. So what am I going to do today? I don't even know. What is today? Tuesday? Wednesday? I'm sure I'll find something to do. I'll go to the store. That'll be somewhat entertaining. But not really. Then I'll come home and I'll eat lunch. And then I'll be bored. And the sun is still out and I don't like it. It's starting to make me itchy. And ow, it stings. Go away, sun. Bring back the rain. And why am I not seeing any mushrooms? Maybe we didn't get as much rain as we needed. That would be pretty typical. See, in here where the canopy is heavy, you can still see a lot of water on the leaves, but yeah, the dirt doesn't look all that wet. Did it already soak in and dry? I doubt it. Or did we just not get very much rain? That would be more likely. But still, we're going to check the bocage, because I'm walking out of the forest now, walking by the dragonfly pond, covered in duckweed. I'm going to walk up here into the bocage, try to stay in the shade here. We're going to see if there's any action on these logs. What do we have? What have we got? Fungus wise, nothing. Looks like our white jellies are gone. I'm not seeing anything else either. Let's walk over here. Check this other bit of it. Come on, no mushrooms at all? No fungal action? Well, isn't this unusual? Oh, no, I thought I saw a dude. Well, it's kind of a dude. It's a squirrely. It's a red fox squirrel, and he's got a walnut in his mouth. And he's thinking, hey, are you going to try to snake my walnut? No, I'm not going to snake your walnut. Now he's climbing up a tree to get away from me so I don't take his walnut. He has no concept of me not having any interest in his walnut, so. Oh, and what tree are these coming off of? Oh, this one right here. This one I'm standing under. This is a black walnut tree. Is that a walnut tree too? There's a couple walnuts on the ground here, so. All the squirrelies are out looking for walnuts. It is walnut season for squirrels. Probably for people too, but who cares about that? Squirrels and their walnuts, man, just crazy for them. Walnuts are probably the most favorite squirrel food at Herrenhaven. I'm approaching the shed. I'm looking under the shed. I do not see any Mati faces looking back at me. What about the side hole here? No. No Mati in the side hole. I don't even see any bugs. I don't think there's any mats under the shed. Alright, I'm almost back to my car. The sun's out, I don't like it. Yaga. We gots to go home. It's too unpleasant to be outside, so into my car I go. And I'll see you back at my house in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. Hello. And here I am. Back in the studio. Oh, what am I doing? I just finished off all my lemonade. There's no more. I'm going to have to get some more yummy lemonade to drink, because I am kind of thirsty. Oh, and look at this. Somehow my cup has magically refilled itself. How did that happen? I don't know. Maybe it was the magic of radio. Oh, yes. So, I think it's time to check my emails. And yeah, I've got a couple emails from my buddy down in Alabama. A lot of food science questions about various sugars, how to keep them from crystallizing, and various things like that. We can get to that later, because that's going to take me a while. I'm going to have to sit down for about an hour or so and crank out the science here. You know how much I like candy. Well, I like to make candy, too, and so over the years, I have gradually learned all kinds of things about dealing with sugar and how to make it crystallize when you want it to and not crystallize when you don't want it to and other related things, you know, like sugar alcohols, which interest me. But yeah, this guy, he's making syrups, and that just happens to be something I know about, so I'm glad to share the information. Spread the wisdom. It's good for everybody. And I do love my yummy lemonade. Did I mention that I went to the store? Yeah, on the way home from Harrenhaven, I thought, you know, before it gets too hot, too sunny, and too humid, and too horrible outside, I think I'll go to the store. So I did, in fact, go to the store. And I got my waffles. I got my maple syrup to put on my waffles. And I got some rice vinegar because I ran out yesterday. And what else did I buy? I went there. Oh, and of course, I got my steaks. My Philly cheesesteak beef pucks. And then I had a moment of weakness. Yeah, I broke down. I had to go through the soda aisle to get to, you know, another place in the store that I needed to be. And I wasn't going to buy any soda. I got to stop drinking so much soda, but man, I've just been addicted to Pepsi lately. You've heard me talking about it. And as I walked by the Pepsi in 2-liter bottles, it was marked down to $1.25. And I thought, oh, geez. So I bought a bottle. I'm not drinking it now. I'm just drinking my watered-down lemonade. But I will have a little bit of Pepsi later this evening. I gotta wean myself off of it. I think it might be the drinking of this soda and its carbonation that's messing up my guts and all the weird, you know, high fructose corn syrup and weird stuff that's in that. I shouldn't even be drinking it, but that's another story, because you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイーツ DJ クーマタウェル